Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone, and we're here coming to you live from right outside of Houston, Texas, in the Tough Talk Radio Network studios. And we come here every week to do this, and I'm just excited, as I am every week, but more excited today than most weeks, because today I get to interview a previous guest, and it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I always get excited when people enjoyed our show enough to come back and share with us some more of the things that they're doing. So we're going to be talking with Pastor Bill Jenkins today. He's the founder and senior pastor of Destiny Land Christian Center in Ontario, California. Now, there's a lot to talk about with Pastor Bill, and we're going to get to that in a second. But before we get started, I just want people to understand how they can connect with us. One is you can call into the show, 347-989-1363. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, under Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network. You can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and find the list of shows that you might want to be a guest on. And all we ask of you is to bring the real you, bring your value. So for this show here on Tough Talk Christian Radio, we're looking for guests that are going to come and share what the Lord is doing in their world and what they're doing to keep up with the Lord's work. Now, it's not an easy task. As many of you know out there, life gets in the way of a lot of things. And I had the opportunity to go through some things this week that made me understand some more about what I need to do. And one of those was on Sunday at church, they talked about the cycles that we get caught in. And you know, when you get in a cycle, I guess the cycle starts with sin, or it's not really a cycle to worry about. But you get in that cycle, and you get kind of comfortable in there, and then, you know, we go to the next step of that process, and we kind of get angry about it, I think. And then once we get over ourselves, we get into praying for help and forgiveness. And then, you know, God comes along and he does that for us. And sometimes we move into the next cycle where we spend more time with God and less time in sin. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be sin-free, but if you can keep chipping away at it, it could be better for your life in a lot of ways. If you're a leader of your family, if you're a member of a family, a member of the community, a leader at work, just an everyday person in life, it's so much easier to help your neighbor when you have a little bit of love on you. But when we get stuck in sin, sometimes anger comes with it because we just get angry at ourselves. And it's easier to get angry and voice it to others than it is to recognize their own weakness and lean on God for his help. So I hope that everyone can take a look at that today. Just, you know, we're going to pass a mirror sooner or later in our house, in our office, or in our car. Take a look. What do you see? Are you being true? Are you being true to yourself? I know God's true to us, but are we true to him? And how's that reflecting on your family life, your work life, your personal life, your everyday community life? I can tell you for me, the more time I spend with the Lord, the better person I seem to be. I'm not as anxious. I'm not as quick to respond. I have less anger. You know, I pray every day for love to replace my anger. Some days I have more anger than others, but most days it's always hard to love that person that's most annoying. And that's what God means by love your neighbor. You just don't love the person next door that's the best friend. You got to love the person on the other side of the house. That's a real pain in the neck sometimes. So if you're out there and you struggle with that, call into our show, 347-989-1363, or you can just send an email if you don't want your voice to be heard at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. We love to be able to answer your prayers or even say prayers for you. Now, today's show is a gentleman by the name of Pastor Bill Jenkins. And as I mentioned, he's a founder of a church. He is way more than just the leader of a church. He does television, radio. He's an award-winning author. He's rapidly becoming known as an apostle of God with a prophetic voice. So before I bring him up, I just want to make sure that we just let our sponsors be recognized, because I don't want to interrupt the show with that once we get started. So I'm going to be right back after these here couple of station breaks to recognize our sponsors. So I'll be right back. Now listen, folks, let me give you something to do while you're listening to the commercial. www.PastorBillJenkins.org. You'll be able to catch up to where we're going to be going today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
Okay, welcome back. My name is Tony Gambone, and we're here on the Tough Talk Radio Network, and our show today is Tough Talk Christian Radio. And my special guest today is Pastor Bill Jenkins, and I want to give a big thanks out to All Things Franchising. It's a show that airs on our Tough Talk Radio Network, and Linda is an awesome host and a great supporter of the show. So if you have something that you're looking at as a franchise, or information of a franchise, or you just need to share the franchise that you're marketing or building, it's a good show to connect with. Go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and you can click on any of the shows. Click on a button that says register to be a guest and pick a date and time that's available for you to be on the show. So, as I mentioned, Pastor Bill is a previous guest, and I think this might be my third time interviewing him. It gets better every time because I get to learn, folks. Let me tell you the value of this show, how God has blessed me. He's gave me an opportunity to learn outside of my circle things that are going on in other parts of the country and the world. And he's allowed me to understand different things differently. And most importantly, he's allowed me to plug in to the Christian community, to people that I want to be like, the people that are a good environment to be around. He lets me do that every Wednesday. Actually, I could do it 5 days a week. He wouldn't mind about that at all. But for me, the doing it on Wednesday kind of revamps me. So without wasting any time, I want to introduce Pastor Bill Jenkins. As I mentioned, okay, what I really want you to know, he is becoming known as an apostle of God with a prophetic voice. Pastor Bill, welcome to the show.
Yes, how are you, Tony? Good to be with you today.
I'm doing great, man. And as I mentioned, it's super exciting to have you back on the show. You know, as a host of a radio show, you never know how the guest felt after the show a lot of times. So when they come back on the show, it's a good feeling to know that it's working out for both sides of the story. So thank you for being a guest today.
Well, it's always nice to be with you. I love your voice. I love your hunger and passion for the Lord. And I love the opportunity to be able to share the word with you. So I thank you for having a desire. I think your passion for the Lord helps other people have a passion for the Lord and a desire to know more about the Lord. So I thank you for being hungry, because we preachers, we ministers of the gospel, we want people who want to hear more of the Lord. And so when we find people like that, like yourself, that is an encouragement to us. And so thank you for what you're doing and for your heart that you have for the Lord.
So, Pastor Bill, I know that you have a church in California now, but is that where you're from originally?
I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, actually from the inner city. I was raised 8 blocks from Wrigley Field, so I'm a big Cub fan. And yeah. I spent the first 20 years of my life there. Then I went to Bible school in Dallas, Texas. And then from there, went to Indianapolis, started a church. and then recently has come out to California to start a church out here.
Hmm. Now, you know, I'm going to ask you a question that people might ask you, but it's always fascinating to me. I know that a man like yourself doesn't move because you can't afford to live in a certain area. You're moved because the Lord is moving you. And so can you explain, I know that you can only hear loud voices talking to you. You might hear them in your head, who knows. But, you know, like, how does the Lord move you from one part of the country to the next? And not only move you, but open up a church up.
Well, I tell you, I think that's an awesome question. You know, sometimes for me, I had spent 27 years in Indianapolis, and I'd been there an awful long time. I needed some new challenges, and I felt like the Lord was directing me to not really leave a place, because I don't think you leave places. I don't think you go to places. I think you're sent to places. And so when God sends you, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. So God takes you to different places, and as you yield to Him and as you allow the Lord to lead you, I think, you know, that you really see God in the midst of, you know, open up some doors in your life. The one thing I always encourage people is that God often gives direction, but He doesn't give details. And you and I, we would love details. We would love the I's dotted and the T crossed, but it would take no faith. So God gives us direction, but as we walk towards Him, then He fills in the blanks and gives us the details of life. So don't ever be scared to obey the Lord, because as you follow Him, He will, you know, direct your path.
Yeah, but Pastor Bill, you know, sometimes we say, oh, no, that's not what it is. You know, it's just, well, I don't know. I would love to move, but, you know, I don't know. And we kind of have fear, right? And fear is, well, there's that song on the Christian radio show, is fear is all around us, right? But the fact is, how do you take that leap of faith? Is there, I don't know. Do you wake up in the middle of the night? Is it a tap on your shoulder? Have you experienced anything like that?
Well, it's just an urging that the Lord gives you. I could not take hearing the audible voice of God. You know, if God audibly spoke to me, I'd probably be in heaven the next minute. So it's a still small voice, but it's everything that goes on in your life that directs a certain path. And so you got to listen, and you got to be, you know, in tune with the Lord, because you know, you may feel something, but you got to go get advice. You got to get counsel. You got to seek wisdom. You got to make sure, because there's so many other factors that are involved. I have three boys. I have a wife. And so it's not just me. When I was single, I could do whatever I want. It really didn't impact anybody but me. And so you want to make sure you're doing the right thing. And then you understand the timing of the Lord. For instance, God may tell you to do something. It may even be God's will to do something. But if it's not God's timing to do it, you could mess up God's will by being out of God's timing. And so there's a lot of factors involved, but really it's just the leading of the Lord. It's Him putting it on your heart. It's listening to confirmation that you could get from other people and other events that take place in your life. And I've always told people, you know, I'll never go where I'm tolerated. I always go where I'm celebrated. So we don't need to be in a place where we're tolerated. We need to be in a place where we're celebrated, where, you know, people are hungry. They want more of the Lord. They want to put a demand on the anointing. So there's a lot of factors. It's very scary. It can create fear. But that's where you got to put your trust in the Lord and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is telling you to do something before you pull the trigger and do it.
Okay, so don't stay where you're tolerated. Go where you're...
Don't go where you're tolerated. Go where you're celebrated. It ought to be a celebration of who you are and the call of God that's on your life. Because here's the thing. We're not everybody's reward. You know, as good a person as you are, as nice as you are, as much as I love that accent that you have, there's probably some people who, for whatever reason, they don't like you. They don't celebrate you. They tolerate you. They put up with you. They may not like you. There's people out there with as great a personality as I have that they don't like me. And it's their loss. And we're not everybody's reward. And so if we're not their reward, that's okay. We don't need to get mad. We don't need to get discouraged about that. We just need to understand that even though we're not everybody's reward, we are somebody's reward. And when we find that somebody who considers us their reward in life, then that's going to be sort of a combination where the Lord can work miracles through, you know, that connection.
Yeah, I like that. I wrote that down. I'm gonna borrow that off you. That's awesome. That's a good statement. And I find that sometimes we think that the Lord is speaking to us because it's something we really want to do. That's why it's really important to stay in the Word. And as you said, stay around like-minded people, have that conversation, and talk to people that you can trust to tell you the truth, not what you want to hear. So that's good advice. I really appreciate that. I want to get into the book because I just can't take it anymore. Every year you write the Prophetic Almanac. And this year is based on the number 19. And so the book that you wrote, and people can go in there. So you can get the book on PastorBillJenkins.org. Or you go to my Facebook page. Every link he has is there, even the link directly to buying the book. And I can tell you from the past, if you buy the book you don't like it, call me or email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com, and I'll send you a refund because this stuff is good. How the number 19 is connected to a new era, okay? 19 predictions that could change the world. What it means to be born on the 19th day of the month. Now, Doc, I was born on the 18th. I just missed it. And fun and entertaining facts about the number 19. So where do you get this stuff, and are you challenged on it?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a big Bible scholar. I'm a big Bible researcher. And I've been living for the Lord for almost 30 years now, and I needed a challenge. I needed a new way to study the Bible. And there are 31,102 verses in the Bible. So that's a lot of verses. And when I began to seek the Lord for a new way to study the Bible, I realized that every one of those 31,102 verses were important. And I began to see things like colors and names and places and people and numbers in the Bible. And I thought to myself, well, why is that number there? And what I began to do is research every number in the Bible and see when it's mentioned, what it revolves around, like what theme it revolves around when it's mentioned. And so every year I release a prophetic almanac. It's sort of like the Farmer's Almanac, except it's the spiritual equivalent to the Farmer's Almanac, and I call it the Prophetic Almanac. And so what I do is I give you 130 pages full of inspiration, information, and divine revelation. And when you see the number 19 in the Bible, the number 19 is only mentioned 7 times. But when it's mentioned, it revolves around 3 main themes. It revolves around faith, it revolves around wisdom, and it revolves around a new era. So the reason it revolves around faith is because when you read in Hebrews 11 about the 19 people in the Heroes of Faith and the Hall of Fame of Faith, it's not a coincidence that there's 19 people mentioned. So 19 is a number of faith. So God is wanting to increase our faith. The word wisdom in the Hebrew is Yod Teth, Y-O-D with a dash and then T-E-T-H, and it literally means wisdom. So it's not only a year of faith, it's a year of wisdom, and then it's a year of a new era because in the Old Testament, you remember that God finally relinquished his will to the will of the people of Israel. It was never God's will for Israel to be ruled by kings, but the people wanted it so bad that finally God said, you know what, have your way and see that it's not all that's cracked up to be. And so what happened was after 19 kings in Israel, God said, enough is enough. I'm tired of you guys having it your way. Because out of the 19 kings, there wasn't one good king. Not one good king out of 19 kings. So a new era began, even in the Old Testament, when God said, listen, we're not going to let the land be ruled by kings anymore. We're going to change the rule of this land. And so when you see 19 in the Bible, it revolves around faith, wisdom, and a new era. So this year begins a new era. Not just a new year, but a new era. So this is an opportunity for us to set ourselves up for the next 4 years through 2022 and to allow God to increase our faith and to increase our wisdom here in 2019.
Okay, so I got to ask this question, and you've probably been asked this before, but when you look at our world today in 2019, and you talk about faith, wisdom, and a new era, that sure rings a lot of bells there, because things are way different than they ever were, so it looks like a new era. I don't know, good or bad. We need to have a lot of faith, because the wisdom, well, it might be there, but it's not recognized as wisdom. It might be a little bit different. So how does that relate, do you think, or does it relate to what we're going through in our world today? And I don't want to go political, but I think, you know, people as a whole have lost the word of God and gained the word of selfish. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it relates to every era of our life. I mean, let's not forget that God is relevant. He's real. He matters even in 2019. So even if the world appears to be falling apart, then, you know, God's the only answer to sort of put it back together again. And so we need faith. I mean, the reason we need faith is because you look at the moral decline in America. We've declined morally in the past 10 years faster than we have in the past 100 years. So if you look at all the things that used to be, you know, not tolerated, not allowed, not accepted, now they're okay. Now if you stand up for righteousness, you're the one that's wrong. You're going to need more faith to stand up for God in these days than you ever had before. And then when you talk about wisdom, the word wisdom, it literally means, see, knowledge is what you get. Wisdom is what you give. So mm-hmm. You can't get wisdom. You give wisdom. You get knowledge. You get understanding. But, you know, wisdom is something that you give, and you can only get wisdom from the word. You can have a degree. You can have so many degrees. You call yourself, you know, you rename yourself a thermometer. But the bottom line is the only way that you can get wise in the eyes of God is by getting in the word and applying the word of God to your life. Wisdom is what I call knowledge applied. So people that are wise are people that have knowledge but have applied it to their life. They've allowed the knowledge to go the 18 inches from their head down to their heart, and they've actually applied it to their life. So you're going to need wisdom. These are crucial days that we've got to have, you know, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And then the new era thing, it begins a series of years from now to 2022, a sort of dispensation of time where, you know, God is wanting us to establish some things on this earth. We're God's representatives on this earth. So whatever is in heaven ought to be down here on earth. And it's up to us, the church, the child of God, to establish some of those godly principles down here on earth. It's not enough to just know the person of Christ. You have to apply the principles of Christ if you want to be successful. So you can get to heaven by knowing the person, but you can't be successful on earth without applying the principles. So that's what this new era is all about, is walking in faith, allowing God to increase your wisdom, and having entered this new era, do it and be successful in everything that we put our hand to.
Well, as always, you explain it so well. I want to find out, there's a question that I have here for you is, what is a spiritual forecast? Is it
well,
rain,
forecast would be
storm?
A forecast would be like, you know, when you're watching the weather and it tells you what to expect and what to come. Well, the prophetic almanac is full of things to help you to know what to expect of God and to know what God expects of you. So it's a forecast in that we are forecasting. You know, when you talk about prophecy, prophecy is not just a foretelling, it's also a forthtelling, where you tell forth the truth of God. True prophecy isn't something you make up and conjure up in your head, speak it out of your mouth. true prophecy is when you take the word of God that's already there, that's already been established, and you speak that out of your mouth. And so when we talk about a forecast, we're talking about things that you can expect of God and things that God expects of you in that particular year.
Now, I'm assuming every year it changes, and that's why the importance of staying in the Word, to be led by the Lord to where you're supposed to be in the forecast of your life each year. How do you find, and I'm gonna use you as an example, because you wrote the book, and I know personally that you're just a regular guy like me and everybody else out there listening. But what are some of the safeguards that you put in place that allow you, even though you studied the Bible, I mean, God made us all flesh, and so we all have those little parts of our life that, you know, aren't perfect, right? What kind of safeguards do you have, or do you recommend people to use to kind of keep them along the right road of that forecast?
Well, like you mentioned, every year does change because every number is different. So every number in the Bible has a significant meaning. And what I do is I look at those numbers. I write the scriptures down every time that number is mentioned. And then I look at the consistency of it when it's mentioned in the Bible. And so we always need to have safeguards, always have boundaries, always make sure that when we think we're hearing something from the Lord, that it backs up in the Word. I'm not going to give you, a spiritual forecast of doom and gloom. I'm not going to tell you that, bad things are going to happen, because the Bible tells us when we give words, they ought to be encouraging and comforting. They ought to be exhorting, teaching, blessing somebody. And so is faith a good thing? Is wisdom a good thing? Is entering a new era and God changing and shifting the momentum of our lives a good thing? Well, absolutely. It's up to us, because we have to cooperate with God in order for those things to happen in our lives. But we always have to have boundaries, and we always have to be careful to make sure that, we're not putting our own spin on things. And that's why when I look at the numbers in the Bible, I'm only telling you what the Bible says. I'm not trying to, sit there and tell you my opinion or my thoughts. It's when you see those scriptures, it's pretty clear that they mean what they mean. They say what they say, and they're pretty easily interpreted to lead you in that guide and to guide you in that path. And so this book, the Prophetic Almanac, is sort of like a GPS for me every year. So every message I preach has to focus in on faith, wisdom, and a new era. Everything that I talk about, everything that I do in my personal life revolves around whatever the vision of God is for that year based upon that number. And so as long as it's good, as long as it's of God, as long as it's scriptural principles, then we know that, God is supporting that, and we're going to benefit from it when we walk in obedience to Him.
So I know that you've been studying the Bible a long time. What made you decide to, you've written a lot of books, and people can go to PastorBillJenkins.org and purchase the books. There's a ton of them. But what made you, at what point in time did you recognize that these numbers had meaning like that? So from 2018 to 2019, the words in the Bible haven't changed, but the numbers, are they to spotlight things that we didn't recognize in 2018?
Yeah, you said, well, how did I get started on that? Well, to be honest with you, it's not really too good, but I got started on it because I was bored. I would study the Bible, but I was bored studying the Bible, and I needed a new way to study it, and the Lord began to show me that, as I studied numbers and colors and names, for instance, when you see a color in the Bible, why is that color there? When you see green, green is a color that represents growth. When something is alive, it's green. You don't sit there and say, boy, that's the best brown grass I've ever seen in my life. You sit there and say, boy, that's awesome green grass. And so green is a sign of growth. It's a sign of life. Blue is a color of heaven. You see silver and gold in the Bible. Anything that is in the Bible is there for a reason. It wasn't put in there by accident. So when you study it out and you list all the scriptures that have either a color or a name or a place, you'll see the consistency. That's the awesome thing about it, because every number is mentioned, a different amount of times in the Bible. And so every number has a different meaning. So it's really an awesome way to sort of rekindle your fire for the Lord by pursuing God and learning the Bible in a whole new way. And so that's really what I've done. I just wrote a book last year called Decoding Deity, and that's all about every number in the Bible, every color in the Bible, every name in the Bible, every symbol of the Bible. And what I do is I tell you what it means when it's mentioned in the Bible. So when you read a scripture, you'll be able to understand the true intent of God for that scripture based upon understanding names, colors, numbers, places, people, symbols of the Bible. So it's really a great book. Decoding Deity is also available at PastorBillJenkins.org. But it just was a way for me to sort of rekindle and refresh my time with the Lord, because it had gotten stale just studying the Bible the same way for 30 years. So this was a whole new light that came on to help me to know God in a different way.
I love it. I'm purchasing the book, and I hope people will do the same by going to PastorBillJenkins.org. And, you know, there's other books of 2000. I think it goes back to 2016 when you started this. But I'm doing it because I'm not sure every week. I try to spend time in the Word every morning when I get up very early in the morning. It's my own time. And I try to do that, and I have a devotional, and it seems like I'm doing all the things you're supposed to do, but I don't know if that's the right thing to do. So I want to try to look at it from a different perspective, that maybe it'll allow me to talk to others who might be able to explain what I'm reading differently. So I'm definitely going to get the book, and I hope people out there will do it. So, Pastor Bill, I know, and we run out of time quickly on this show, but tell people about your radio show and your TV show and how they can get you to come out and speak to their event.
Yeah, we actually have a radio station called WIMD Radio, Walking in My Destiny Radio. So all you got to do is, it's an internet radio station. All you got to do is just Google WIMDRadio.com. And they can listen. Me and my wife have an hour program every day, a live program, 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 o'clock on the East Coast. And then I have a program called the Prophetic Almanac that they can listen to as well. I also, if they connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they can get what I call a 1 minute that matters. It's 60 seconds where I am just giving them a video presentation every day, one little nugget that's going to truly help them. So connect with me on one of my social media websites. All you got to do is go to PastorBillJenkins.org, and you'll see the little symbols there, and you can hit it, and then you can connect with me, and you'll get a video from me every single day to just encourage you. 1 minute. There's 1,440 minutes every day. I'm going to give you maybe the best minute of your day, so go check that out. And if you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, you can see all of the books. You can get all of the archived radio programs from the Prophetic Almanac. You can get all of my books. And so it's a great place to go. If you want me to come out and speak at your church or event, then you can go to PastorBillJenkins.org, and you can connect with me and talk with me and chat with me. And my secretary will review all that, and we'll get back to you. So PastorBillJenkins.org is the place to go.
And so it's 10 o'clock Western, what do you call it?
West Coast time, yeah.
Yeah,
yep,
I lost my words there for a second. And they can find that on through your website as well, right?
Yeah, they'll see WIMD Radio there, and they can listen to me and my wife do like an hour program every day at 10 o'clock in the morning. And they can also listen to the programs that I have, the radio programs for the Prophetic Almanac. So If you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, there's a lot there. Just go there, check it out. You can order my books. I just did a brand new audio book for the Prophetic Almanac. It's only $1.99, so it's me reading it to you. So it's a great way to sort of stay connected while you're traveling in your car, running errands, going to work, working out, whatever it may be. So when you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, you'll see all the opportunities there for you to take advantage of the tools that we have there for you.
Awesome. Pastor Bill, you know, I can't thank you enough for just blessing us with your time and all the stuff that you do and the ways that you're giving people opportunity to be better. And so I always ask my guests for a word of advice, a thing to live by. But I think I already got that off you today. I posted it on Facebook already, and it was about, let's see, where is it here? Don't stay where you're tolerated. Go where you're celebrated. And I mean, I did put your name next to it, so it's not mine, but it's yours. And I really think that's good. That's really good. That's just it's a challenge. And I'm going to be borrowing that statement for people. I do some speaking from time to time, and I'm always calling people out about what they do in the morning when they go in that first room in the house where there's a mirror and a window. Are they going to be accountable or look out the window and blame somebody else? So that's good stuff. Don't stay where you're tolerated. Go where you're celebrated. Pastor Bill, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Tony. Always love being with you, and pray the blessings of the Lord are upon you, my friend. Thanks again.
I appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Folks, I'm going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to thank our sponsors one more time. And hey, folks, make sure to go to Pastor Bill. Oh, my goodness. Where did I go here? PastorBillJenkins.org. I had a brain space there for a second, okay? PastorBillJenkins.org. There's a lot of good books. There's a lot of good information. And I know the audio book is something I'm interested in. And the other thing is I'm going to tune into that radio show. I want to see, I want to hear the show with Pastor Bill and his wife. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back to wrap up the show.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month? Or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year? And that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here with you every week on the Tough Talk Christian Radio show. And we come to you live out of Houston on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more about us by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. Hit us up on social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. We'd love to make connections with people. It's all about the relationships we can build with you so that we can learn more about how we can help you market what you do. Pastor Bill Jenkins is a guest that's been on the show a few times, and I can't wait to get him back on the show again. He's always in a space that I wish I could be in. And this whole thing with the Prophetic Almanac, folks, to me, that is just so cool that someone could come up with those things, and it just fascinates me. So I'm getting the book, and you know, you can get the Kindle, it's free, okay? You can get the paperback, it's $15, and get the audio book for $1.99. I guarantee you this will make a difference in your life if you allow it to. So I hope that you will join us next week. I hope that you will tune in and be a guest on the show as well. Make sure to go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and see the shows that are on there. See where you fit in, what show will work for you. And if you have questions, you can email me, info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Folks, that's our show for today. I hope everyone has a blessed week, and we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.